It's Monday, the 19th of August, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Kepler College, which equips young Africans with global competencies, has appointed former First Lady, Madam Monica Kengos, as its inaugural chancellor. A qualified lawyer with extensive experience in the financial sector, Kengos has held senior positions in capital markets, corporate finance and private equity, and has made significant contribution to both public and private sectors. Chancellor Kengos, who began her term at Kepler College on 29 July 2024, said that her vision is to harness the power of knowledge, not just to inform, but to inspire societal change. The second edition of the Namibia Oil and Gas Conference will take place in Windhoek from 20 to 22 August 2024. The event brings together industry leaders, policymakers, and energy experts from around the world and will focus on the future of energy, technological advancements, and sustainable practices in the oil and gas industry. Phil Belau, who's also a speaker at the conference, had this to say.
At this opportunity, again, we can really look at the best practices from other nations and other firms and sort of compare the two to see, listen, this is where we need a little bit of improvement still. I think we have a fair idea of the areas that need improvement, but it's how to improve them to make it efficient. And that's where you rely heavily on the experts. And it's only through these deliberations and discussions where we can gauge that.
University of Namibia Vice Chancellor Kenneth Matengu says intimate partners commit 55% of sexual violence against women. This was shared at the launch of a video by UNAM and the University of Eastern Finland, which explores family violence interventions from Namibian and Finnish perspectives. Matengu said that while physical violence can involve a range of perpetrators, sexual violence is predominantly committed by boyfriends. He is the head of UNAM CARES, Professor Rachel Freeman, with more.
We thought that this joint piece of work will definitely be useful for multidisciplinary students of diverse professions, as also for social work practitioners, and also to raise awareness and sensitize the communities out there in terms of what to do and where to go and where to report and where to seek help towards collective empowerment and building sustainable societies. The video is basically a call for action. It's an educational tool where we call on everybody to collectively put an end to gender-based violence, not only in Namibia, but across the world.
Residents of the exclusive Afrikaner township of Kleinfontein in Gauteng say they are not doing anything illegal. It comes after the High Court in Pretoria declared the township illegal. The court ordered the city of Tshwane to take appropriate measures to enforce all relevant laws relating to planning and building regulations on the farms comprising the settlement. And virologist Wolfgang Preiser has cautioned that Mpox could become the next global pandemic. 13 African Union member states have so far reported cases this year. The World Health Organization declared the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern last week.
If you think it is a rather obscure African problem, think again. The virus is still there, probably continue to be there forever. And we've already seen spread to neighboring countries. And unless something is done about it urgently, there is of course the clear risk that this virus will be spread internationally as well.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.